Slow Heat in Heaven by Sandra Brown. Chapter 1. At first, she wasn't sure he was real. She had been dozing, her head rested on her bent arm, which had gone to sleep and had started to tingle. She woke up and opened her eyes, then stretched languorously and turned her head. That's when she saw him. She immediately forgot her discomfort. She thought he was a trick of her unfocused eyes, or a product of late afternoon drowsiness and midsummer ennui. She blinked several times. The image remained. The outline of his body was as detailed as a silhouette cut out of black construction paper with tiny manicure scissors. It was cast against the show-off sun that was making one hell of an exit. The horizon was as gaudily striped as a sultan's turban. It boasted every vibrant hue ranging from vermilion to gold. Like the pines, he was motionless. The trees stood as majestic and tall as sentinels. Their spiky branches were still. There wasn't a breath of breeze. Above, from where Schuyler lay, Spanish moss drooped from the sprawling limbs of the live oak, looking more desolate than usual, mourning the unrelenting humid heat. The unmoving form was undeniably male. So was the stance. Ah, yes. His stance was definitely, arrogantly masculine. One knee was bent, throwing his hip slightly off-center. It was intimidating to wake up from a nap and discover someone standing not 20 yards away, watching you with the silence and patience of a predator. It was doubly disconcerting to find that someone was a self-assured and cocky male.